Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, April 17th, recording at 8:28 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights. Stock markets, quiet in here today, but more steady than not. Europe quite mixed, but came back from some moderate-sized declines, which we had seen in the morning. And Wall Street is, with half an hour to go before the close, Wall Street's up a little bit. 46 on the Dow, that's about the best of it. And in government bond markets, small rallies occurring in here today. That's potentially useful in terms of equity markets. Gilts are the exception on those somewhat higher inflation figures that we had seen. And in crude oil, it's been seesawing in here today as it usually does. It's currently down 53 cents. Now, that helped precious metals to weaken a little bit in here today. Silver's down 13.5 at 13.94.5 on the May contract as I speak. And in terms of other precious metals, well, gold's down 3, palladium bucked the trend up a little bit, at least in terms of the latest activity. Industrial metals, however, were quite firm in here today. Copper, explosive, breaking up out of its recent consolidation pattern. And let's see, the currency markets, this is really quite interesting. Again, the dollar is very soft in here overall. We have the euro at 135.72 and looking set to go further. But the bigger move in here today was sterling, which has punched up above the $2 level. I don't think we've seen that since 1992, and I certainly think it will be extended because people are now talking about the certainty of an interest rate hike by the UK in May and probably another one in August. And in the grain and bean complex, we have wheat is a little bit firmer, and that's been the strongest all along. Corn a little bit softer. Coffee a little bit firmer. Sugar a little bit easier. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, they remain in form, very steady, to strong, led by China, which continues to hit new highs on an almost daily basis. And leaders sometimes lead in both directions, so we should keep an eye on that. And the worst that I can say about it here is that these trends are becoming overextended once again in the short term. These markets are rallying up and away from those 200-day moving averages best seen on the weekly charts. And that it will set up markets for another reaction in here, and if they become very overextended, they're moderately overextended here at this stage. If they become very overextended, then they would be much more susceptible to a full-blown correction, such as we saw last May and June. I don't think worse is on offer, and I don't think we need to lose any sleep over the prospect of another somewhat larger reaction, which I said would probably be less dramatic than what we saw at the end of February and the early part of March. So this is a time, I think, certainly to run with the positions that one has that are performing, but I would be careful about pushing new money into this market. Okay, and in terms of government bonds, again, these are one of the key canaries in the coal mine as far as global stock markets are concerned and central bank policy. And we had seen those yields pushing higher on pretty much a daily basis since the stock markets bottomed in the early days of March. Did I say early days of March? Yes, in the early days of March. And a little technical rally, which we have underway here at the moment, is good news, really. I don't think it'll be anything more than the proverbial dead cat bounce. But as long as those yields are not rising too sharply, then we don't have to worry too much about long-term interest rates and, signaling inflation pressures, rising inflation pressures. It's going to happen at some point, but it's not happening at the moment. And crude oil prices, well, they remain generally firm, but we're not getting spikes in here. And I think that, it would take some sort of fairly significant accident to create a spike in oil prices. And as long as the price is rising in this ranging fashion that we have been seeing, then I don't think that will cause too much of a problem for global stock markets overall. But predictably, and something that has long been in my forecasts, for several years I've been saying that the seeds of the next inflationary cycle had already been sown, that it would begin very gradually, but we would see these pressures picking up over time, and I think that is what's unfolding in here. As far as currencies are concerned, this US dollar just continues to slide, and it's hard to see why that would stop, since the view is very much that, as I mentioned earlier on in my introduction, that the Bank of England will be raising interest rates, that's for certain, and that the ECB will almost certainly be raising interest rates. Now, that would make sterling rates positive against the US. I believe they're at the same level right now, the short-term rates, and would make the euro rates, well, they lag behind the US, but they would be narrowing that differential overall. But just as importantly, there is a consensus that U.S. interest rates are going to be cut at some stage this year due to housing-related problems and the knock-on effect that people feel that that is quite likely to have in terms of consumption. So that's a nice recipe for a soft dollar, and I'm sure that the U.S. administration is quite happy to see the U.S. dollar weakening here overall. Now, that ought to be an extremely good script for precious metals, but again, they underperformed in here today, despite the dollar being weak yet again. But overall, the patterns show that big buildup of support that I think can sustain higher levels in here. But the headwind that I've mentioned before, I mentioned it in comment of the day. If I didn't do it yesterday, I did it the day before, that the headwind that precious metals are encountering is from that trend of gradually rising interest rates. I think that the strongest phase or stronger phase for precious metals will occur when people pretty well assume that we have seen the peaks in interest rates around the world and that they're on their way down for a while. That will I think, give an additional tailwind to the precious metals, and we'll see them performing against all currencies. While they're mainly performing against the U.S. dollar, we can, and a few other weak currencies, such as the Japanese yen, we can expect more choppy, rangy activity, such as we have been seeing for a fair while now. And industrial metals, though, the demand is just absolutely enormous. And that's, I mean, forget the U.S. In terms of that. You know, people, I've seen articles, people are saying, can't imagine why copper is going up because of the U.S. housing problems. Well, first, that's a small proportion of U.S. copper usage, but the real drivers for this are coming from the rest of the world, and that's going to continue to be the case. So these industrial metals are likely to remain very, very strong in here, and we have seen the industrial miners coming in back into fashion in recent months, and I think that trend will continue as well. Soft commodities, well, you know, we see plenty of articles on what a promising sector this is, and with good reason. Demand continues to go up. There are questions over the ability of producers to meet demand, especially as stockpiles have been run down for many of these commodities. But it ain't half tough in terms of making profits trading these soft commodities. When I compare it to running some of these stock market trends, and when I compare it to the dealing in the precious metals and in the industrial metals, when I have the nerve to do so, well, they are a lot easier by comparison. Whereas we get these very choppy, rangy moves in most of the agricultural commodities, although a fair number of them have big bases underneath, not least cocoa and cotton. And I think that's pretty much it. Remember, I'm going to be away for the next 3 days, as I mentioned in comment of the day, so Owen will be in the hot seat throughout. And all the best to all of you. I'll be back next week.